It's 8:33. Good morning. I'm Bill Becker for U.S. 1 Radio News. The Navy is asking Monroe County Commission to adopt the latest ACUS maps as part of its review of developments surrounding Boca Chica Naval Airfield. But at least one county commissioner is questioning why the discussion will involve the Key West City Commission in a joint session with them. In an email to the county administrator, Commissioner George Nugent says he fails to see the efficacy and the role of the city commission in the county's December 5th workshop discussion with NAS Key West. NAS Commander Captain J.R. Brown says the ball is in the county's court.
I'm asking that they consider giving it a full review, take the public comments that they'll get on 5 December, and begin their process for adoption. Now, obviously, my job is I need to protect the mission of the Naval Air Station. And the county's got the obligation to protect the health, welfare, and safety of their citizens. And the ACUS is a great document to help us both do our jobs.
The Navy presented the ACUS noise and hazard maps to the public last week at an informational workshop in Key West. Former Naval Air Station Commander and current Key West City Manager Jim Scholl attended that workshop.
We had about 100 people, and what was very, very encouraging is out of that 100, I would say 90 of them were very, very positive towards supporting the Naval Air Station and the mission, and had a very good understanding of the process and the background and how we got to where we are today. And you know, and then there were a few people that had concerns and felt like they didn't have the opportunity.
County Commissioner Sylvia Murphy also attended that Navy workshop and came away with a different impression.
I would, on my fingers, have counted at least 25 that were not a bit happy with it. They were glad they went. They were glad they made their presence known. But were they buying it? No.
Scholl says that last week's Navy workshop was not the first.
We, the city, the Navy, the county, have had opportunities exactly like that before, where going through the process, you have public meetings and they're publicly announced and everybody's invited, and we do everything we can to get comments before any of these processes go forward and finalize. Those opportunities were always there, and typically you end up, in fact, in that very same room, we had probably the same number of technical experts, and we'd have two or three people show up.
But Commissioner Murphy says, as far as she can tell, this was the first such public effort by the Navy in anyone's memory.
I can't find anyone who ever saw an ad, ever attended one, ever knew one existed, and the people who I quoted in the newspaper articles, of all the people in this county, should have known if there was a public meeting. Not to say they didn't hold one, but it certainly was not well advertised, and people did not attend like they did the other day. And it's just, I don't like dealing with this with people who are kind of making up stories as they go along.
And again, that workshop involving the Navy, the County Commission, and the City Commission set for December 5th.